Bring in Ed Wedbush right now, president of Wedbush Securities in the heart of downtown Los Angeles, reacting to Election Day as well as the Fed's announcement today, buying up $600 billion more in Treasury bonds and the market reaction. We see the major averages, by the way, at new two-year highs. Ed Wedbush, give us your view of things here today.
Well, good afternoon, Frank. I thought the events of yesterday and today, which are complex and important, were reasonably positive. And the Dow Jones had a sell-off, a rapid one during the middle of the day, but then came back fairly strong. So I see a positive outflow from the election process. I was pleased to see that the president said that he had reflected upon it, that the Americans had sent an important message. And the hope there is that that will lead to more balanced economics in Washington, D.C.
All right, we did see bond yields actually move up after the Fed's announcement, buying up those billions more in Treasury bonds, a move designed to keep interest rates lower. Give us your view of this move and what this means for the financial markets.
I think the buyback, additional buyback by the Federal Reserve is very significant, and it's a positive in the sense that it acts as a stimulus. But on the other side, from my point of view, it also can be interpreted as a negative because we have a need to even consider doing that. $600 billion over an eight-month period is fairly significant. Interest rates are, in my opinion, plenty low already, and they don't need to be kept down.
All right, given all this, so where are you putting money now and where are you taking off the table?
I'm back focusing again here on the home building group. The home building securities had a rally, but they backed off that rally here recently with some negative publicity, and they look like they're very attractive here for the 1 to 2 year period going out. And I also look at the price of oil, and I see it at $85 plus today, which would indicate to me that some prosperity in the oil drilling and the oil processing services should be very, very good.
Given oil at those levels you mentioned, do you think it has more to go higher?
I think it has room to go a little bit higher in here. We keep in mind we had that rally to $140 a barrel going back in time. I don't expect to see anything like that, but I do expect to see it between the $80 and $100 range over the intermediate term.
All right, in this low interest rate environment, we see the tech stocks have been doing pretty well. Again, today, Google and some of the other tech high flyers moving up. Apple just shy of its all-time high. Give us your view of some of those tech stocks.
In general, I favor the tech stocks at this point in time. I like the semiconductor stocks. I'd be a little bit cautious about some of the so-called high flyers. Some of the prices and the market capitalizations to sales and to price-earnings ratios are quite exaggerated, but they do look attractive, and yet I see high risk there.
All right, and what are your thoughts about the bond market before we let you off the hook here?
I believe that the bond market is not necessarily at the top of a bubble, but I would be very cautious about the bond business. I would recommend people who are looking for interest income to go into the Dow Jones utility stocks where they can get 4 to 5.5%. And I think that would be safer than 10-year, et cetera, treasuries where interest rate sensitivity could cause those bonds to come down in price.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles, thank you very much for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour.